Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's July 14th, 2011. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, is responsible for overseeing federal requirements on children's television programming. These include rules about educational programming and restrictions on advertising created by the Children's Television Act of 1990. A group led by Mark Goldstein, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently reviewed some of the issues around children's programming. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Mark to learn more.
What was the intent of the Children's Television Act?
The Children's Television Act was created in 1990 to try and improve how children's television was shown on television. In fact, there weren't all that many children's television shows before that point in time, and there were a lot of concerns in Congress and in the general public about advertising and an increase in advertising that was occurring during children's programming. And so in 1990, they passed the act, and they tried to seek a way to get better programming for children on television and to create some really strong limits on how much advertising could be shown during children's broadcasts and how much of that advertising could include things in it that maybe people didn't want, such as you can no longer have characters that were in the children's programming actually doing the advertisements and things like that. And so those were some pretty strict limits that they set.
I expect that the children's programming landscape has changed quite a bit since 1990, when the act went into effect. Can you talk a little bit about how it's changed?
Sure. It's changed in a number of ways. Since 1990, there has been an explosion in the amount of television that's available to all consumers of TV, including children. And one of the reasons for that is there have been a lot more channels. You've also seen a huge increase in the number of people who are subscribed to cable television. In 1990, it was only roughly 50% of the population in the United States. Today, it's about 87%. And there are a number of channels that are just dedicated to children's television as well.
The FCC oversees the Children's Television Act and related rules. How successful has their oversight been to date?
Most of the oversight that comes from the Children's Television Act is done by the broadcast side, and doesn't really affect the satellite and cable side. And the reason of that is because broadcast stations are licensed by the FCC, and so to renew their license, they must prove that they are complying with the Children's Television Act. And so what you have is broadcast stations that will self-report. And those violations, there have been 7,000 of them that have been self-reported by the broadcast industry in the last two cycles of license renewals. The FCC does a real limited amount of actual oversight and investigation in this area and relies on the self-reporting for a number of reasons, including, limitations on the amount of resources that they could apply and the fact that there was a lot of self-reporting on the broadcast side. But there does appear to be sort of an unequal approach to this, and it's something that GAO, spent a lot of time looking at, and it's one of our recommendations that FCC change the approach that they use to oversight.
And can you talk a little bit more about that and the other recommendations in the report?
Sure. We made three recommendations, one of them relating to the fact that we do think there needs to be greater oversight, particularly on the cable side, because of the uneven oversight that appears. We also made a recommendation which came out of the focus groups we had. We held a number of focus groups in cities across the United States. Our focus groups did show that parents were pretty confused about what constitutes children's educational programming. And so one of the other recommendations we made was that there be the development of some voluntary standards that FCC, working with various stakeholders and children's and parents groups, educational groups, try to develop some voluntary standards that could be used. And the final recommendation also came out of our focus groups, which shows that parents were sort of confused. Many of them didn't know that there was even a Children's Television Act. FCC does run a website. There are other programming guides out there, but we found that the information was either limited or it was very difficult to find the website. So our third recommendation focuses on ways that FCC can work with stakeholders to try to improve information that's out there to parents and to groups that are focusing on this issue.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.